Hello. Welcome to this live, this impromptu live with myself, Leanne Juliet. I have not done a Facebook live for a while. I think I did one like a couple of months ago. But I'm actually going back to my roots of unleashing the fire through live videos, and I love live videos, so I will be putting this on my YouTube and on my podcast as well. But I wanted to unleash some fire and go back to my roots of creating powerful transformations and powerful transmissions and powerful channeled downloads in order to activate my audience very fucking deeply. So what I wanted to get started with, so I'm gonna channel anyway, but there's a message that's been wanting to come through me. I was like, well, fuck it, let's just go live and see how it comes through, see what comes through and everything. And I always title this and then I always forget what I title. It's like neurodivergent brain, it just goes poof and disappears. But I wanted to talk about the power. I think it's like the power of really reclaiming our power, our inner power, as we journey into ourselves. Like, there is a, obviously I work deeply at the energetic route with my clients. I do it with myself, I do it with my clients. I'm here to activate people. I'm here to unlock you, to unleash you, to literally rip you in two as I like activate you at the energetic root as a powerful catalyst and as a priestess. And I really wanted to talk about the importance of reclaiming our power. And this comes from like a multidimensional perspective, it comes from an energetic perspective, from a quantum perspective, because there are souls on earth right now. I am in deep service to powerful transformation, to powerful activations with my clients and with myself and in the world. I'm here to create massive fucking impact in the world through unleashing my power, unleashing my truth, and activating my clients deeply to create powerful change in the world, to create powerful transformation and powerful fucking impact, which is why I've had to really grow into this position and to really go within at times. And at times I've often felt shame. I was like, oh, am I gonna say this? I was like, fuck it, I just need to be true, that's fine. At times I've felt shame in my business as a catalyst, as you know, as a priestess, because it's very easy to look at other people and to look at their success and to look at what they're doing. Which is why I don't tend to follow a lot of people, because with my human design, I've got a lot of open centers. That, you know, for anyone who follows human design, I've literally got two activated centers, and that's it. Everything else is open. So I'm like a sponge with other people's energy. So I have to be very mindful of what I'm taking on. Is it me? Is it my energy? Is it my belief, my thoughts, or is it somebody else's? And something that I was holding on to for a while was around my own success and my own journey with my business. Because when you're a business owner, when you're an entrepreneur, it literally, like, especially as a spiritual entrepreneur, it runs hand in hand with your own personal journey. And it's very easy to become disconnected, very easy to compare to other people. Oh, look at this person, look at this person. And actually, I'm really grateful for my journey. Like, it's been fucking tough at times, but I've had to really dive into myself and journey into myself and journey into who I am in order to really heal myself at the root. Like, I'm talking about lifetimes of, you know, I am a high priestess. I have very powerful energy from Atlantis and ancient Egypt, especially very powerful connection to both those civilizations. And I'm very aware that I was carrying a lot of trauma in relation to those lifetimes, a lot of trauma around being a woman, a lot of trauma around speaking up on things, a lot of trauma around actually showing up with my spiritual gifts and my spiritual truth, like a lot of trauma around that, to the point where it was very debilitating. It was very, I felt like I had shackles around me. Interestingly enough, I did a moon meditation last year, I think it was, around releasing energy, and I felt this energetic chains around my left leg especially, which just dissolved. And like, I know that in other lifetimes, you know, I am a rebel, I'm here to disrupt. I know I've been very vocal in other lifetimes, very disruptive, very rebellious, like somebody who's really stood up for truth and for liberation and for freedom. And so I was carrying a lot of trauma around that, which I didn't realize was there. This is the whole thing about when you journey into yourself. You know, in my world, we play with energy, we play with a multidimensional shadow. I go to the energetic roots of myself and my clients because I believe that we store trauma, we store experiences, we store everything within our energetic body. So whatever we're holding on to from other lifetimes is there in our energy. So however we're wanting to show up in the world, especially as business owners, however we're wanting to show up in the world, sometimes it can make no sense why we can't put ourselves forward, why we feel restricted, why we feel like almost choked at times that we can't put ourselves forward. And what I was starting to understand was that this was what some refer to as a witch wound. And obviously it's like the collective trauma of women where we have been silenced, where for our truth, where our beliefs were literally quashed. And as a priestess, especially a priestess who is very much in devotion to the service of others, in devotion to the healing arts and magic and transformation and truth and freedom, this is something that I was really starting to become aware of recently, how much trauma I was storing in my body still and in my energy around being a priestess, being a woman, being a spiritual woman as well. And what's come to me recently was how much like we get to shift that, because obviously it's not our story. It's just an illusion. It is an illusion. Yes, it's a very real experience for the person who experienced it, the other lifetime who experienced it. But it doesn't have to live in our energy anymore. This is the power of a multidimensional shadow, which is all about healing ourselves at the energetic roots by finding like the theme in our lives and the patterns and behaviors and everything in our lifetimes where we've carried over from other lifetimes and from our ancestors as well and collectively. But I want to talk about unleashing our power because and reclaiming our power as well, this specifically, because when we dive deeper into ourselves, when we dive deeper into our truth, when we dive deeper into our darkness, into our shadows, but into like the dark, murky depths of our inner world and everything, which is where I love to play with myself and with my clients, is in the darkness. When we dive into that, there's so much fucking gold in the darkness, so much fucking gold. And we get to spin that web. We get to weave that web and spin that web so that we're creating new realities for ourselves. We're creating new timelines for ourselves. We're activating new portals for ourselves to step through. We're literally like, the way I see the world and like the way I pull energy through, it's like I almost feel like this of these like tentacles of like these threads of time, these threads of experiences and lifetimes and energy and opportunities that are available to us. And I almost see it like waving around and we can just pluck which one we want and we can go in that direction. But we really have to go to the energy. If you want to heal yourself, if you want to transform yourself, anything you want to do, if you want to shift shadow, whatever, you have to go to the energetic roots. Because as I always say, that the shadow is never from this lifetime, ever. It isn't. It is stored in our energy. It is stored in our DNA. It's stored in our cell memory and everything. It's stored in our consciousness as to experiences that we've had that left a mark on our soul, so to speak, such as trauma, especially as women, especially as powerful women, especially as priestesses, especially as witches, medicine women, healers, anyone who was into like the healing arts, and anyone who has past lives where you feel silence. And this is something that was really strong in my energy, and something that I felt I was carrying a lot of shame around, like, why haven't I had this experience in my business? Why has this been a struggle? Why has that been a struggle? Why is this my story? Why is this my journey? And obviously, like, that's like total fucking ego, like bleating on there. But actually, it makes me really grateful for the really shitty times and the tough times and everything, because I am such a firm believer that in order to have success in the world, in order to activate our highest frequency, in order to live with the identity of our divine truth and everything, you have to clear out the shit at the root first. Because there's so many people, like I can just look through anybody and just see like how like they're living in illusion and shadow and everything, how people are running their businesses from shadow, how people are running, you know, carrying identities that are rooted in shadow and everything like that. And I think, well, if you literally just cleared it out at the root, things would just fall into place. Like we're in a timeline at the moment where like cancel culture is a big thing, or people suddenly finding that what worked for them a year ago or 2 years ago, 5, 10 years ago, isn't working anymore. Where influencers are getting called out on their bullshit, where celebrities are maybe finding that truths are unearthed, or where business owners and business leaders are finding that things just aren't working anymore, or they're not having the same level of success or the same time frame as success that before. And the reason why is because people have built their name, their business, their reputation, their life on illusion and shadow. So things have to fall, things have to crumble in order for the, you know, to create the foundations of truth. And when you work at the root, when you work at the energetic root, and you instill truth into the energetic root of who you are and everything that you stand for, that's when things can grow. That's when things can shift. That's when like the transformations happen, the healing happens, and all that other kind of stuff. And I am so passionate about working at the energetic root with people, because I'm so, like, I'm here to work with very powerful fucking leaders. And that was something that I had to really step into, to really own that, as to like, well, you know, what do you mean powerful fucking leaders? Or exactly that. Yeah, I'm here to work with very powerful leaders of our industry, disruptors of our industry, revolutionaries and pioneers, because I love activating people deeply. I love working deeply with people. I love creating such powerful shifts of consciousness within people, and such powerful healing and activations and transformations. And also because I am pure fucking fire, and it literally, there's a certain frequency of person who can hold my frequency. Otherwise, I just blow people up. And I recognize that in my business, there was a lot of shame that I was carrying about around like about my journey in business. But obviously, we all have our own journey and everything. And it's very easy to compare ourselves to other people and be like, well, why did that person have that success? Or why is it happening in that time frame? When really, because I've been so diligent with my own healing journey and my own transformational journey, I'm now at the point now where I'm literally, I can feel this precipice, can't even say it, this precipice that I'm on, where I'm literally about to step over and like unleash powerful, powerful magic and disruption and truth and freedom and transformation into the world. And like this massive quantum leap, I can literally pulling that in right now, because of the transformational work I've done at the root, because I've gone into the trauma of other lifetimes. I've gone into the trauma of the lifetimes where I've been silenced for my truth, where I've been silenced for being a woman, where I've been silenced for being a spiritual woman, where I've been silenced for But being myself, that's been such a big journey over the course of my business, is to really reclaim those fragmented parts of my soul in order to become whole again, to reclaim my identity, to reclaim my power, and to be okay with being seen. That was such a massive fucking shadow for me, was around being seen and having visibility and being known. It was a massive fucking shadow for me. And I feel like so much has shifted this last week for me, where I've literally gone into the trauma, I've gone into the shadow and everything around it, to really understand why it was there, and then just get rid of it. Because that's how easy it gets to be. We don't have to do like rants and shit like that. Like, you can literally go into the multidimensional shadow and flip it around and heal it at the energetic root, which then creates this ripple effect in your life, in your reality, across all states of your consciousness. Because when we heal something in this lifetime, when we heal the shadow in this lifetime, we're actually able to heal it across other lifetimes. Like, that is helping it. We're all energy. So there's so much, like, I want to say more on this anyway. And actually, I've got a book that's wanting to come through at the moment titled Reclaim Your Power. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. This just feels right that it's time to put this out now. So I'm going to get on with writing that very, very soon. But I feel like the main thing I wanted to get out today is, who the fuck are you, basically? Like, are you living from a place of truth? Are you living from a place of freedom? Are you living from a place of your true divine identity? Not your ego's identity, not the person who you think you are in this lifetime, but your true divine identity, your divine blueprint, who the fuck you are at a soul level, at a consciousness level. Because if you're not, like you get to call those parts back to yourself, the fragmented parts from other lifetimes, the fragmented parts from this lifetime, you get to call all of that back and reclaim your power and reclaim your truth. Because let's face it, there's so many fucking broken people in the world, and the world needs more people in their truth and their power, so that all the shit that's going on in the world at the moment gets to crumble. When more people stand in their truth and more people stand in their power, when there are more, I'm so passionate about female spiritual entrepreneurs rising into their truth, that's when the world will start to change. That's when, like, more impact is happening in the world, which is why I'm so passionate about working with very powerful leaders, with pioneers, with disruptors, with revolutionaries and mavericks, because I understand the energy and the frequency of who you are and the change that you're here to bring to the world. I'm going to be launching some kind of business academy in the new year. I feel like that's what's been coming through for a while now, but it's some kind of business academy, especially for alien empires, alien entrepreneurs, pioneers, revolutionaries, to really activate you deeply at the root and heal whatever, like, shit's still hanging on from other lifetimes, so that you can, like, make the impact you're here to make, so you can go forwards with your impact, you can go forwards with your truth and your revolution, your soul's mission. But we need to reclaim our power. Like, so many people are stuck in this, like, shitty reality that they've created for themselves, and then wonder why it's like that, when really we get to change that. Like, I've had so many, like, chats with myself around wallowing in my own self-pity and shit like that, and like, why has this been hard, or why has this been a struggle, or whatever. I was like, well, I learn from it. I do learn from it. I was like, no, it's time to change. Like, it's time to go to the next level now. It's time to, like, heal that aspect of myself. It's time to heal that trauma that I was carrying from other lifetimes of being silenced for who I am, for being murdered, maybe, for who I am. Like, I've had visions before of being drowned. But I feel like a lot of this goes, it goes further back. Like, obviously, I've got lifetimes in Egypt, ancient Egypt and Atlantis, that I've had very powerful visions of. And yet there's so many women, especially, who find that they're not living in their full truth, who aren't reclaiming their full power. There's still like something holding back, especially if you are a healer, medicine woman, priestess, somebody like that, then there's still like that energetic residue from other lifetimes that can hold us back from fully stepping into our truth. And yet the world is ready. Like, we are at such a like a pivotal point in, I'm going to say history, that's the word that's coming through right now. We are such a pivotal point in history right now where the world needs more people standing in their truth and their power, because that's what creates the freedom in the world. That's what creates the ripple effect. Because whoever we are being, when we are being truly ourselves, when we are standing in our truth and our divine fucking truth, it creates that ripple effect across society. The more you rise up, the more you stand in your truth, the more you stand in your power, the more you unleash your full fucking self to the world, the more it creates, it opens this portal for others to do that too. So I'm fully aware that I've been holding back in my business. I've been wallowing in my own fucking self-pity at times, like, why is this not happening, and comparing myself to others, which is just like a massive no-no. But I can feel this shift now. I can feel like such, like, I'm so grateful for experiences I've had, because that's how I learn, that's how I transform. Like, I go to the energetic root of whatever shit is coming up for me, and I shift it and I transform, and that's how it happens in my world. Like, transformations get to happen so fucking easy like that. Let's say easy, but obviously you've got to give something up, aka whatever shit you're holding on to. But transformations and healings get to be that powerful. Activations get to be that powerful. Creating space in your energy gets to be that powerful by working at the energetic root, by reclaiming the aspects, the fragmented aspects of your soul, in order to reclaim your power, reclaim your truth, reclaim your divinity, to not just exist for the sake of existing, but to actually do something about it. Like, why are you here? Why are any of us here? Because we don't just incarnate for shits and giggles. We come here for a reason. And if you're going to waste that with like holding on to whatever shit you're holding on to, then that's a missed opportunity. And I get it. You know, I've experienced trauma in this lifetime, PTSD, trauma and everything, abuse and whatever. And it's hard fucking work, but it's harder to hold on to that energy. It's so much harder to hold on to that energy. But when you understand, yes, this is in my energetic field, yes, it was a pattern, of behavior and energy that I carried over from other lifetimes, or that I repeated in this lifetime. It's an ancestral pattern, but it doesn't have to be my story. We get to break the narrative. We get to disrupt the narrative. We get to disrupt the shadow, and we get to reclaim parts of our fragmented soul back to rebuild ourselves from the foundations upwards as healed beings, as whole beings, rather than these fragmented souls. And the transformation happens when we allow ourselves to have the healing journey. We allow ourselves to dive deeper into our darkness, even when it feels painful and scary, especially then, which is why I'm such a powerful catalyst for my clients, because I literally work in the underworld. I literally sit in the underworld and hold that frequency for powerful fucking transformation at the root, at the shadow, at the darkest, murkiest depths of who we are. Because I want to explore the depths of my clients. I want to explore the depths of myself, to understand myself deeper. I'm constantly peeling back the layers, peeling back and peeling back and peering into the darkness, which is what I do with my clients, which is why I offer such like intimate experiences with my clients, because I see you in a way that you've not seen yourself before, the way no other fucker has seen you before. And I see you, and I see exactly what's inside of you. And I literally can reach in and flick a switch and activate the absolute fuck out of you, which creates such a ripple effect, a tsunami effect, more like a tsunami effect across not just this lifetime for you, but multidimensionally across your other lifetimes. So whatever shit you've carried from other lifetimes, it just fucking goes. Like, we don't need to hold on to shit. We don't. Like, humans are so, like, addicted to wallowing in shit. We don't need to hold on to that. Shadow is simply illusion. That's what it is. It's not fucking real. It might feel real. And it's very fucking real when you're holding on to, like, trauma, abuse, PTSD, whatever. But it's still not fucking real. It's not our truth. It's not who we are at the core. So when it comes to, like, unleashing your power, well, reclaiming your power, you're reclaiming all aspects of your soul, your fragmented consciousness, in order to become whole again, in order to create that balance and harmony in your life, in order to disrupt whatever narrative you've been holding on to and carrying, and really create powerful impact in the world through you being you. This is how freedom happens. This is like, I'm all for freedom, liberation, truth, transformation. That's what I create in my world. That's what, like, I play with my clients, is the energy and the frequency of freedom, because that's how we get to live. And when you, especially for, like, other entrepreneurs, the world needs more people standing up in their power, in their truth, and disrupting the entire fucking narrative of the world, bringing powerful innovations through, reclaiming our soul gifts, unleashing our soul's truth into the world, because that's how change happens, and that's how impact happens. That's how we shift the consciousness of Earth, is by actually healing ourselves first and going to the energetic roots and playing with a multidimensional shadow and creating such powerful shifts in our consciousness that it creates a ripple effect across all space, time, and dimensions. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for watching. It's like, I just need to start doing lives again on Facebook. That's how I started. That's how I'm going to continue, because I enjoy it. If you've got any more comments or any comments about working with me deeper, then please message me. If you want to know about the Business Academy that will be launching soon, message me. Obviously, I'll be posting more about it soon. But if you're looking for an activation or anything to do with playing with fire, which is my frequency, is fire, then reach out, message me, and I look forward to chatting to you very, very soon.